Despite the business books proclaiming Jesus as the perfect model for today's corporate CEO, he doesn't own the proper Armani suit or even a decent pair of shoes. For sure, he gets shown the door for blowing his stack at the suits one time too many, and probably end up in jail for giving away all the company's assets. Even though Jesus wasn't anywhere to be found at BEA, the anti-God gurus were there in full force. In a touch of irony, best-selling new atheist icon Christopher Hitchens spoke during the same time slot when the booksellers brought out the booze. As much as this whiskey-palian enjoys reenacting the miracle at the wedding at Cana, my professional obligations won out. I sat through Hitchens' heretical hooey, which in true Shakespearean style was full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. Like the porter in Macbeth, this man doth drink and then protest too much about his manhood. Why couldn't they have invited comedian Lewis Black instead? I like my atheists cool, not crude. Watching Hitchens, drenched in scotch, soaking up the atheist accolades as though he was the anointed Antichrist, got me thinking about those times when I've seen the fawning faithful behave likewise. How do those of us with a message get the dialogue started without going on tour, accompanied by faithinistas and godly giggle groupies who can out-sashay Salome? Do we want to worship the Jonas Brothers or Jesus? On his blog, author Kester Bruin asked a number of writers to respond to his question, what are the grand challenges for theology for the 21st century? I answered, the challenge is finding ways to communicate theological change without becoming yet another crass Christian marketing machine. Rob Van Alkemede, director of the documentary What Would Jesus Buy, often gets asked, isn't it hypocritical to ask people to pay money to see a film promoting anti-consumerism? He responds, no, but it is ironic. Labels like emergent, evangelical, and even Christian can be helpful points of reference, provided one doesn't take the label, turn it into a designer logo, and then market the product as if it's more important than Christ. In particular, how can anyone preach an anti-empire message while promoting oneself as a religious icon? This makes about as much sense as a Quaker owning a gun shop. During the 1980s, I was highly involved in both the Episcopal Renewal and Adult Children of Alcoholics movements. In my never-ending search for my next holy high, I consumed spirituality and recovery books like they were Christian crack. It was as if I couldn't get enough theological porn to really satisfy the cravings lodged deep inside my gut. After a while, the spiritual buzz wore off, and I realized that once you get beyond the flashy covers and the feel-good endorsements.